NRL punting made easy with Jared Condon from readingtheplay.com.au.
Oh, how good's that? Round 14 now. Jared's got his own stinger. He'll be all excited about that. He's from readingtheplay.com.au. How are you, Jared?
Jimmy, I heard around 3 a.m. Thursday morning that was you walking down the streets of Adelaide blowing your whistle.
Blow that whistle, Ref.
Maybe not.
Blow that whistle, Ref. No, no. Anyway. Listen, Jared, we've spoken a lot about the state of origin on this show, so maybe we should move past that and start thinking about round 14 of the National Rugby League.
It's a very, very tricky week, Jimmy. Yeah. Very tricky week. We've got lots of ins, lots of outs. We're not going to know final team lists until they're announced. Some of these games are very crucial whether these rep players back up or don't. Starting with tonight, whether Api Korosau is playing for the Tigers.
Well, we know Jared Croker is not. We've talked a lot about that during the course of the week. So, yeah, 80 minutes from Api and about 41 tackles. So, question mark around that as well. From a Raiders point of view, no Seb Chris now. So, anyway, Harley Smith-Shields is going to the fullback. Whether he starts there or not, we'll have to wait and see. I think Hudson Young probably going to back up after his 30 minutes. How do you see this one, Tigers and the Raiders? And I'm looking at a price that's pretty tight. 1.5 the line, $2.05 the home side, the Tigers at Campbelltown, the Raiders $1.77.
Yeah, I like the Tigers at Campbelltown, Jimmy. I think winning three of their last four, in particular that last win, the big one at Leichhardt, putting 66 points through the Cowboys will give them a bit of a fill-up and some confidence and belief into a bye and a freshen up against the Raiders, who have got four key outs. Now, the Raiders do hold a very strong long-term record over the Tigers, winning 9 of the last 10. And the Tigers' record at Campbelltown hasn't been great, but they have been good as an underdog. I thought that some positive footy here against the Raiders with those four notable outs. With the Tigers, I think they can win. This line's down to a 1.5 now. I'd still be taking that or just backing the Tigers straight out.
Interesting watch too. Like, if Tevita Pangai Jr. is under pressure, then the obvious one to come in is Stefano Yutoikamanu. So he's in action tonight. And with the injury to Tom Gilbert, Corey Horsburgh will no doubt be talked about a fair bit. So a bit of a watch on those two players as well, Jared. Saturday night, actually. This is a beauty. This is second v third. The Sharks taking on the Broncos. What Broncos side? Again, we have to wait and see on that one. But the Sharks at home are $1.57. The Broncos are $2.40. And the line is now 4.5. Thoughts on this one?
Oh, you're right, Jimmy. A really interesting matchup, this one, and has a big influence about first, second or third on the top of the table. The Broncos' record against teams in the top four over the last 12 months has actually been very poor, but they do match up very well against the Sharks because they've won 8 of the last 10 against them and won 6 of the last 7 times they've played down at Shark Park. It appears that all of their forwards will back up, that Cobbo possibly not. Question marks with the Sharks about whether Hamlin Ueli plays at home off a bye. I have a small lean to the Sharks, Jimmy, but gee, it looks a really good, entertaining game.
And do you have mail on those key ins for the Broncos as to whether they will be? Obviously, Cobbo, no, with that injury. But what about especially these middle forwards of Haas, Carrigan and Flegler?
Well, the mail seems to be over the last hour or so that they have trained this morning for the Broncos, Jimmy, and will play, but Cobbo obviously won't.
Okay. All right. That is
good. Very key in.
Yeah, very key. And Reece Walsh, the other one too, after a spectacular 80-minute performance. So plus 4.5. I'm leaning towards the plus 4.5 on the Broncos on that. And the other one about that too is Nicho Hynes. Like 12 minutes in origin, key miss when it comes to Munster and that Hamiso try. And you're there going, right, now you've got to pick yourself up after coming off that loss and play well. You're the key man for the Cronulla Sharks. That's going to be an interesting watch.
Big, big question, Jimmy. You're 100% right.
On Sunday, we go to Central Coast Stadium up there at Gosford. Industry Group Stadium, I think, is what they're calling it now. The Roosters are $1.28 against the Bulldogs at $3.70. The line is 10.5, but they do have some key ins, the Roosters. So Jarabaria Hargreaves is back. Joey Manu is back. And there's a bit of a question around whether Daniel Tupou plays as well. Jared, how do you see this one?
Well, gee, Jimmy, you'd have to hold your nose and take a deep breath, taking $1.28 about the Roosters and giving up 10.5 start at a neutral ground in Gosford. Yes, I think they probably win against the Bulldogs, who are sitting with them down toward the lower end of the table.
Mm.
But the Roosters' record at covering the line is horrendous. Only 3 from 11 this year. Only 1 from 7, their last 7 games away from Allianz. And at Gosford, it's also equally very poor. They're missing Smith, Radley, Walker. They do get some key ins. Bulldogs come off a bye and a freshen up as well. Roosters have been in camp on the Central Coast, clearly a target game because they do need to improve off losing their last 3. Roosters the win, but I want the 10.5 start, Jimmy. I think it's too big.
Oh, okay. Well, my question on this is, where do the points come for the Bulldogs? That's my concern on that. So...
Way the Roosters have been leaking points, Jimmy, maybe it's not that hard to find them.
Okay. So I've got a scoreline, 24-8 sort of thing. That's what I'm looking at. Teddy comes back, silences all those critics. Away you go. No?
You're solid, Jimmy. You're always solid.
Yeah, well, you've got to be solid. Righto, you better give us your tips, and you might have to give us your best bet for the weekend as well, please, Jared.
Well... As I suggested earlier, Jimmy, a really tough round. I mean, the Tigers by 4, Warriors by 6, Rabbits by 4, Sharks by 2, Roosters by 4, Storm over the Cowboys by 6, and the Panthers, if all their rep players play, they win in a gallop. If not, they might win by 10.
Okay, yeah. That
best
could...
of the week, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Best of the week, let's go the Bulldogs, the plus 10.5. I just think in a neutral ground, it's too big.
Okay. That game on Sunday night, we're going to call it across the SEN network as well too. Whoa, jeez, that could get ugly. You've got to say, the last 3 weeks in the National Rugby League been reasonably tough for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, Jared.
Jimmy, the West Tigers have copped a lot of deserved criticism this year, but gee, I think the Dragons are taking the mantle.
Oh, wow. Who said joint ventures wouldn't work? But anyway, we can join the dots on those ones. Jared, appreciate it. Mate, you have a great weekend. I know you will. We will speak next Friday.
Take care, Jimmy.